I just wanted to tell you about a couple of agile characteristics because it's worth to know them. Because sometimes people think that you either are agile or you are not. But agile is the thing that is kind of the mindset, it's behavior. So you can just take one of the things from the agile characteristics and become more agile. It's never all or nothing approach. You can become more agile again in incremental way. So breaking that into small chunks and doing that in cycles so you can learn and improve. So what are those agile characteristics? So it's incremental and iterative. So again, breaking things into small chunks and do it in cycles. Delivering just enough. This is one of my favorite because I'm quite perfectionist, so I like to polish things so they're just amazing and ready. But sometimes my good enough is perfect and ideal for other person, for my client. So it's just focusing that you deliver just enough. And what is great about Agile, that after one iteration, you can actually deliver amazing customer value and they could be happy and go away with amazing product. Then, as I've mentioned earlier, in Agile, we're focusing on quality because ultimately you want to deliver great products to your customer. How do you do it? Through the collaboration, face-to-face communication, and continuous feedback. Again, coming back to your wedding dress example, you can send somebody an email and say, I want my wedding dress to be long white and have short sleeves. And then you can imagine that they're going to build something like that. But it's going to look better when you're actually gonna talk to them, meet with them frequently, ask them for feedback and provide that feedback, then they're gonna build a better value product for yourself. What is also amazing about Agile is that it's not afraid of change. So change is really welcomed because you are working in a short cycles. So at the end of each cycle, you can introduce changes of the requirements. And again, it could be small tweaks, or it could be just totally changing direction. But because you are doing this in a short cycles, the risk is reduced. Again, worth to be mindful about how many changes you are introducing. And remember that we always got some either limited time or limited budget or both. So those things are worth to consider. In Agile, with value, and one of the key characteristics is looking for that continuous improvement. And again, I think this is the thing that we do naturally as people. We stop and think on how we could do things differently, what we could have done in the cycle to make the better product or to improve the process so the next time it's going to be better.